Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Stephanie Schlinker, who's Media Relations Advisor for the Accident Fund. A very big day for the Accident Fund today. Stephanie, how are you?
I am very good, very happy, tired, but it's all completely worth it. It was such an awesome day.
Why don't we back up to where this project began, and then we'll catch up to this amazing day today for you.
It started, the construction on it started probably 3.5 years ago, but it was probably more like 5 years ago when the actual thought process took place to have Accident Fund take over the Ottawa Street Power Station and renovate it to what it is today.
Well, and from 1940, if what I'm reading is correct, to about 92, that Ottawa Power Street Station generated electricity for Lansing. And to have this building that has become an icon in downtown become this amazing office complex for the Accident Fund has been quite a transformation and quite an investment in downtown, hasn't it?
Yes, it was a huge transformation when we took over when Christmas took over the building to work on it. It had been decommissioned in 92, as you had mentioned, and it had just been sitting there dormant. So it was kind of a mess inside, and we really credit Christmas for having the vision to, help us come up with such a wonderful place that it is today and do all the major renovation to it that they've done.
Well, and you've been on board watching this transformation for how long?
I laugh because today is my 1 year anniversary with the Accident Fund.
Well, that's kind of perfect, isn't it? So this is all about you.
Not really, but it makes it that much sweeter.
Oh my, it certainly does. Well, in just in that year, which in the scheme of a project like this is a short amount of time, when you first saw this project till today, are you stunned and amazed?
I really am stunned and amazed. When I started here a year ago, it was still under major construction over there, and I mean not to the extent that it was when they started, but just from the year I've been here, I've seen it really, really transform, and it is just absolutely gorgeous, and it makes both Grand Avenue and the riverfront look so much better.
Well, and I've watched it, you know, just driving by and so forth. Can't actually wait to see it at some point in time. How many employees will be making this their new home?
There's about 650 employees of Accident Fund, and we will be moving over there mid-April. We're not moved in quite yet. We're packing right now, and we'll all be moved in by April 18th.
Well, and the other thing that was exciting about this is the kind of the partnership that needed to happen in terms of all kinds of funding and tax incentive and grants to make it all happen. Not only was the construction complex, but putting the deal together was as well.
Yeah, the partnership was between Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, which is our parent company, Accident Fund, Christman, the state of Michigan, and the city. So, yeah, it was pretty complicated, and there were a lot of different things that needed to happen, not just with the incentives and that, but with the building itself. It had a chiller plant in the basement that had to be moved, and that chiller plant provided chilled water for all of downtown. So we had to work with BWL on that, and they were a partner as well, BWL on that, to build a new chiller plant. And if you remember, there was a parking structure in front of the building that obscured the face of it, so we had to work with the city very closely on that to have that taken down.
Well, and what is the inside look like now? I mean, to go from an industrial site to an office building for 650 plus employees, that took a lot of imagination.
Yeah, you would be surprised how very attractive it is, but at the same time, much of the historical pieces of it have been restored. There's a crane that used to pull the coal from outside to inside the building to feed the power plant. That crane is intact and restored inside the building. There's a entrance off of the side of it that used to be the main entrance where people would come in and pay their utility bills, and that area has some beautiful steel doors on it that have been restored, and that whole entryway has been restored. And all throughout you'll see exposed brick that is all original material. There's just a ton of stuff in there that still makes it look industrial, but very nice office space at the same time. And there's a ton of light that bathes in there from all of the windows on it.
Well, and that historic preservation was a large part of that renovation, trying to keep the character of the building true while making it useful for its new purpose.
Yes, that was extremely important to us, and Chrisman was integral in making that happen. I mean, even if you drive by on the outside, you'll see part of the gantry that goes with the crane that's right out in front of the building. So there's stuff on the outside, too, that you can see as well that is historical preservation.
And kind of the Art Deco lines were followed in the restoration as well to keep true to that, which couldn't have been easy at some points.
Yeah, there's in that area where I told you that people used to go and pay their bills, there's some really ornate Art Deco decoration in there, and that was painstakingly taken care of to make sure that the Art Deco was preserved.
And there, editorially, they added to the original building to make it better suited to its new purpose as well, didn't they?
Yeah, there wasn't enough room in the former Ottawa Street Power Station, so they designed another building to go next to it that is connected by a four-story atrium. But as I was walking through today, there are pieces that they replicated and carried over into the newer building that make it meld really well with the former Ottawa Street Power Station so that they go really well together. And a lot of that new building is glass. So it just kind of seamlessly flows and doesn't compete with the old power station.
And today's festivities kicked off with, I'm sure, the administration of the accident fund and dignitaries as well. This is a big day for downtown Lansing.
It's a huge day for downtown Lansing. We were thrilled to have the mayor there with us and Chrisman and Blue Cross. And it was just everyone's so happy and so proud to have this in Lansing and so proud to be a part of this.
And looking forward, the packing job to move will happen in its time, as you said.
Yep, we're doing that now.
No wonder you're just tired thinking about that process, aren't you?
Exactly.
So the summer or fall is when everybody should be moved in then, it sounds like.
We will be all be moved in by April 18th.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, we will.
I somehow missed that. Well, there is a lot of work to be done. It's a huge celebration, and it's also an awfully good thing for downtown. The accident fund could have gone anywhere with the building for their employees, and they chose to stay downtown. So that says something for downtown Lansing, I'm sure.
Yeah, staying downtown was very important to us. Our CEO, Liz Haar, is extremely committed to downtown Lansing, and she's very, very involved in economic development in the greater Lansing area as the chair of LEAP.
Well, that commitment is certainly obvious to us all after the celebrations today. Stephanie, thank you so much for your time and telling us about the day and the festivities and the magnificent building, and we'll look forward to hearing about more activities there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Stephanie Schlinker, who is Media Relations Advisor for the Accident Fund and the new building opening downtown Lansing today. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.